more news stories. Advertiser supports Fair Share charity. The Mid Devon Advertiser has announced a partnership with Fair Share Southwest, the leading food redistribution charity, to promote its vital work online and in print. Fair Share takes good quality surplus food from the food industry and redistributes it to more than 8,000 frontline charities and community groups across the UK. The partnership ensures editorial coverage of Fair Share's work in Devon, with the Advertiser also donating free advertising space for key messaging and campaigning. Fair Share Southwest CEO Lucy Burns said, "We are part of a national charity network, but we're rooted in the local community, and that's at the heart of what we do, working with local food suppliers, connecting with over 340 small charities, schools and community groups across the Southwest, and staying responsive to what local people really need and care about. Tyndall Newspapers is an integral part of that local picture, so this partnership feels genuinely special. We're so thankful for their support." Scott Wood, Managing Director of Tyndall Newspapers, the publisher of the Advertiser, said, "We know because of our presence in towns and communities across southern England, Wales and the Isle of Man, that families are feeling the pinch. That's why we are delighted to announce this partnership with three of Fair Share's network partners to publicise their amazing work and help to promote their campaigns and appeals. Charities and community groups receiving food via the Fair Share network include schools, refuges, community centres, faith groups and homelessness shelters. Supports the food provided supports local charities to provide a range of essential services to people in need, while also enhancing employability, reducing isolation and helping to build important connections. In the last year, the Fair Share Network helped feed nearly 1 million people, redistributed more than 50,000 tonnes of food, and contributed the equivalent of nearly 10 million meals.
Council backs move to save loved green space. Councillors in Dawlish have backed a move to save a popular green space and keep it open to the public. More than 60 people attended a meeting of the Town Council at which the Save the New Hay petition of 1,542 signatures was presented to the Mayor, Councillor Anthony James. The New Hay, next to St Gregory's Church, is glebe land belonging to the Church of England, but there is a question mark over its future since Teignbridge Council failed to renew its lease of the site. Councillors voted almost unanimously in favour of a notice of motion submitted by Councillor Rachel Hardy to have the land registered as an asset of community value. Passionate supporters told councillors the New Hay was the only piece of land older people and those with disabilities can access easily because it is on the level and does not need a car to get to. Roma Dylan Everest said, "To lose it would be catastrophic and quite frankly outrageous. It was pointed out by several people that there is no bus to the country park and no crossing near the country park entrance." One speaker gave a very emotional account of how the peace and tranquility of the New Hay played a significant role in her recovery from a life-threatening illness and more recently following bereavement. Councillors recognised there may be problems associated with taking on responsibility for the land, particularly maintenance costs, insurance and liability issues. Councillor Hardy said, "We need to proceed with caution but optimism. However, the New Hay also offers opportunities to become a community hub with the possibility of creating a community orchard." Councillor Rosie Dawson said it is clear what the community desire. Of course it brings risk, everything brings risk, but it also brings huge opportunity. Assets don't have to be bricks and mortar. It was also suggested that forming a community group to look after the land may be a preferred option, as it would be less restricted by legal, insurance, and financial constraints. The petition says this land is a very popular public amenity that is used by all ages for a number of different activities. It is historically important to the town. Increased house building on outskirts of Dawlish have taken away acres of green space, making the new hay even more important to protect.
Man stored 15,000 tonnes of illegal waste. A man who leased land at Newton Abbot to run an illegal site where thousands of tonnes of construction waste were stored illegally has been prosecuted by the Environment Agency. Philip Lilly of Sidmouth Road, Exeter, who was a director of the then Sweeper Hire and Hoses Limited business based at Hirebrock's Plantation, Heathfield, Newton Abbot, pleaded guilty at Exeter Crown Court. Lilly was sentenced to 15 months imprisonment, suspended for 2 years, and 300 hours of unpaid work. Chris Lawson of the Environment Agency said, "Environmental permits are in place to protect the public and the environment. Illegal waste activity such as this undermines legitimate businesses that work hard to operate within the regulations, as well as putting the local environment at risk and impacting on the local community. I hope the verdict sends a clear message to illegal waste operators that we are committed to tackling the blight of waste crime and will use all powers available to us to catch offenders." The court heard in March 2023, following a report of pollution into a tributary of the River Bovey, Environmental Agency officers found a pipe discharging grey-brown liquid into the watercourse. The source of the discharge was found to be Lily's site that he leased at Newton Abbot, which was churned up and with heavy plant machinery operating on it, causing the runoff to enter the river. Lily resigned as director of the business on March 1st, 2023, and refused all attempts by the Environment Agency to be interviewed to explain his actions and the legitimacy of his waste business.
Rare chance to see restored steam wagon. Steam enthusiasts in Teambridge will have a rare chance to see an original Devon wagon in action this summer for the first time since 1950. The legendary Sentinel wagon, 8850, affectionately known as the Lion, has been lovingly restored and will be appearing at shows including the popular historic vehicle gathering at Powderham Castle. It worked regularly at the Tynmouth Quay Company shunting railway trucks. Owners Derek and Louise Grandson are taking the Lion on an extraordinary journey through Devon, marking the vehicle's first return to its original working area since the 1950s. Built in 1933 by Sentinel Wagon Works in Shrewsbury, 8850 was ordered by the Devon Trading Company Limited of Biddeford and delivered that October. Now restored to its original chocolate brown livery with bright yellow lettering, the 7-ton steam wagon with 24-inch drop sides ran between the company's dozen branches. During the Second World War, 8850 remained in constant service and later moved to Tynmouth Quay Company, where it shunted railway trucks alongside Sentinel steam tractor number 5644, the Elephant. It was there that it earned the enduring nickname the Lion. Now fully restored and maintained by Derek Grandson, the Lion is returning to Devon for the first time in more than 70 years, visiting key historic and transport events across the region in July and August. It will be seen at Powderham Castle at the historic vehicle gathering on July the 12th and 13th. Derek said, "Bringing the lion back to Devon after more than 70 years is something really special for us, particularly as we live in Kent. We're especially looking forward to taking it back to places where it originally worked, like Tynmouth Quay."